Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Awakening 2015 is now part of history, and it has been a major event impacting not only the speakers that attended, but also those who attended as well. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, who, Matt, you were there at the Awakening, and you were one of the speakers there, and this was a powerful event. This was our fifth Awakening that we have done. This was in Orlando, Florida, but I believe that this Awakening, by far, although the other ones were great, wonderful, and inspiring, this one was the best.
Matt, this wasn't just the best Awakening that we've ever had. This was the best event of this type, and you can't really say of this type because it's such a unique event, but this was the best event I've ever been to. You could clearly see that all the 40-plus speakers there, that the 2,000-plus individuals that were there at this event could see, could feel that our nation is in dire straits right now. But even with the looming challenges that Christians are facing in the U.S. right now and abroad, you could also feel a sense of joy and encouragement and the love of Christ, and the Holy Spirit was just present at this event. It was the most, you can't describe it without having been there. It was absolutely incredible.
You know, it's really an amazing event. One of the members of the church came up to the pastor where this was being held and said to the pastor, "I didn't realize it was going to be so spiritual." It was a compliment. And this was really the marrying of the Great Awakening with the American Revolution, faith and freedom. It was really an event that is unlike any other. It's not a political event. It's not just a spiritual revival. It is really the going back to our spiritual foundations in Christ and rejoicing in the fact that we are part of the church. And Jesus said, "The gates of hell shall not prevail against it." We obviously have things that we have to confront and are confronting in the culture, and we talked about a lot of those situations, wide variety of subject matters, and I think it was just a powerful event. You're right. It's hard to describe it. It's like going to Israel. You can talk about it, but unless you've really been there, it's really hard to describe it, and I think that's really what the Awakening is. And from the speaker's standpoint, there's nothing else like it where the speakers get re-energized by the other speakers. We had a consistent prayer team that was there on site that were praying the entire time of the event. There was one event, Matt, where it was during the breakout on Israel. Major General Bob Dees was the moderator. It was in the sanctuary. There was a lot of people in there. And a lady came up and said, "Before we leave today, we need to pray." And he said, "Why don't you lead us in prayer?" Which was a risky thing to do. He didn't know her from anyone. She began to pray. She wasn't prepared for that. You could tell she hasn't prayed in front of large crowds or in front of crowds before. So she was stumbling a little bit. And then she dropped to her knees and gave this most amazing prayer. Other people started going to their knees and doing the same thing, praying with her. And when she was done with this amazing, powerful prayer, the entire group of people there, which was a large group assembled, spontaneously stood up and gave a standing ovation. I've never seen that during a Q&A anywhere in any event, but that was kind of a little bit of the taste of what was happening at the Awakening.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. I mean, the speakers that we had there, you know, presidential candidates like Mike Huckabee, like Rick Santorum, and, you know, I've heard both Mike Huckabee and Rick Santorum speak before, but I tell you, they both shined at this event like I've never seen them. Rick Santorum was just on his A game, and you could see that he really felt the weight of the spiritual warfare that we are experiencing, not just in this country but around the globe, but particularly his focus as a potential presidential candidate, the effects that it's having on us here. A moving, stirring, powerful speech by Rick Santorum, the same by Mike Huckabee. Franklin Graham just brought down the house incredible. You know, I really appreciated what he said. I'm going to paraphrase Matt. But he said people always come up to him and say, aren't you a little more harsh than your dad, Billy Graham, was? You're focusing on all these, you know, all these political and cultural issues that Billy Graham never focused on. And he said, yeah, when my dad was my age, you know, we had Bibles in the public schools and prayer in the public schools. When my dad was my age, they didn't have the scourge of Islam and Sharia law and jihad across the globe. And he went on and named a number of items. He said his father would have been saying exactly the same things that he is saying now if he had the voice that Franklin Graham has today. And it was just a powerful, powerful presentation.
It really was. And then James Robison came with a very powerful message as well and really stirred and moved the people. It was just an amazing event. Janet Boynes, she's been in lesbianism for 14 years, freed by the power of Jesus Christ. Of course, you had Greg Quinlan. He was on one of the breakouts and also the same. He used to be with the Human Rights Campaign lobbying pro-homosexual propaganda, and he's been changed by the power of Jesus Christ. Kamal Saleem, he was raised as a terrorist. He killed people as part of his jihadist activities. And through the power of Christ, had been completely changed. And he spoke, and he gave his testimony to the speakers on Friday night, Matt. And you were there, I was there. That was a very powerful moment when we were there with him in a smaller setting, and he gave his personal testimony to all of the speakers that were gathered for the Friday night dinner.
Yeah, an amazing testimony to the transformative power of the Holy Spirit and Christ Jesus. And, you know, Matt, the central takeaway for me from all of this was that in the context of everything that was being discussed, it became clear that there are a number of public policy issues that are in play here in our day and age, but that really the solution is not a political solution. It's a spiritual solution, that these are spiritual matters that are manifesting themselves in a political sense and in the public policy realm and in the political realm and in the activist courts across the country trying to radically deconstruct the institution of natural marriage and so forth. But wasn't the bottom line that this is really, there is only a spiritual solution?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, you know, Franklin Graham, during his message, he says, I have no confidence in the Democratic Party. And of course, that elicited applause. And then he says, and I have no confidence in the Republican Party. And that elicited applause.
I think even more applause.
I think it had more applause than that because there was more, obviously, Republicans there in the group than Democrats. But there were people from all different perspectives. But then he said, my confidence is in Jesus Christ. That's where my confidence is. And that obviously elicited applause, too. And I think that's really the essence of it. Our hope is not in a political party. It's not in a political candidate. It's in Jesus Christ. And Jesus calls us to be salt and light to the community, and we need not be intimidated. We need not back down, and we also need to know that he's already paved the way, and the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. The church just needs to be the church.
Well, that's right, and you know, it's not too soon for people to start thinking about the Awakening 2016. It's going to be a huge one, Matt. It's going to be a must-attend for all of the serious presidential candidates, you know, and certainly it's going to be a must attend for the same kind of stellar top leaders in the conservative and Christian movement across America. What are the details on that?
Yeah, that's coming up in Orlando, so mark your calendar. It's April 9, 2016. It's going to be in Orlando, Florida. We'll likely go back to the same church. That was a phenomenal facility, just absolutely amazing. The Benham brothers were there. They spoke an amazing time during lunch, and it was just so good. 2016 will be here in Orlando, April 9, so mark your calendar, and we'll get more information out to you. You can sign up for the Liberty Alert, and we'll be able to announce specific details about that and when you can begin to register, because you'll have the opportunity for an early bird registration. It's an event, April 9, 2016, you will not want to miss, the Awakening 2016. Give us a call at 1-800-671-1776. That's 800-671-1776. Or go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org or libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com. On those websites, you can sign up for the Liberator newsletter, the Liberty Alert email, and also the Grassroots Action email, both for Liberty Council and for Liberty Council Action, our public policy organization, and even Liberty Relief International. That's our international humanitarian outreach now, ministering to persecuted Christians worldwide. So many different activities of Liberty Council. Go to the bookstore as well, and you can order the books of Bella, written by Rick Santorum, God, Guns, Grits, and Gravy by Huckabee, and Whatever the Cost by the Benham Brothers. Those and more will be there on the store at lc.org. Again, the website is lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.